In front of me for this first Audio Boom podcast of 2015, I've got two photography books, and they're quite significant books because they are the first photography books that I went and bought. The first one really was Don McCullen, Unreasonable Behaviour, an autobiography. And I went and bought that in 1990. And the reason why I'm recording this podcast is at Christmas, someone went and bought me it again. And I was pleased to get it again. I like the book that much. It's quite an important book for me, for obvious reasons, because it's the first one, but also because it's probably the best autobiography by a photojournalist so far. There's not that many autobiographies about photojournalists, but the thing that I like about McCullen is he's very honest. He mentions about, you know, the conflicts, the people that he met, but more importantly, he talks about the cost, the price that he had to pay for taking these images. And I think a lot of photojournalists these days tend to be quite gung-ho or hide a lot of that cost. Quite honestly, sometimes you do wonder about the reasons why some of these photojournalists actually go. Are they enjoying it too much, possibly? And even McCullen admits, you know, that he used to get a thrill out of it, and he kind of like missed that. But it did cost him something, and he does mention that in his book, and it comes across really well. So I was quite pleased to get the book again, and I'll be having a good flick through that. But I divide my photography books into two. So there's books about photography, and then there's books of photography. And if we're talking about books of photography, then the first photography book of photography that I got was John Tordai's Into the Promised Land, which is black and white photography work covering the 1988 Intifada in Palestine, or the Palestinian territory, whatever you want to call it. Quite honestly, the work stood out when I picked it up for the first time as a young student. It was bought at the TV Film and Photography Museum in Bradford, which is now the Media Museum. They had a great shop, they probably still do, and it just stood out on the rack. Another reason why I did buy it was the price. I was just a poor, lowly, new photography student, and it was just a tenner. It was £9.95, and some of the other books, you know, were £30, £25, something like that, you know, which I couldn't quite afford. But I could afford this one, and it was, quite honestly, the subject matter and the image quality was just fantastic. So yes, Into the Promised Land is another one of those books that I've got quite a soft spot for. Both of them helped me start down that path to collecting more photography books. But also, importantly, they helped me find other photographers' work and influencers. And certainly Tordai's images in Into the Promised Land contributed a lot towards what I regard as my black and white photography style. To a certain extent, even colour photography style. I do like my work sort of maybe slightly more contrasted than a lot of photographers do, and I usually put that down to the Into the Promised Land photo look, so to speak. Two really important books. And I was quite pleased to get the Don McCullen one again. It should be an interesting read. It should be interesting to go back to it after so many years.